with SRN News. I'm Ron Taylor. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says he will meet Sunday with President Trump in Florida. He says the two leaders will discuss security guarantees for Ukraine during the talks, and the 20-point plan under discussion is nearly ready. The talks are the latest development in the U.S.-led diplomatic push to end the Russia-Ukraine war. Meanwhile, Russia's bombardments of Ukraine's capital continue. BBC correspondent Samira Hussein reports.
Into this morning, in fact, the air raid sirens have been sounding off. There are still drones that are coming into Ukrainian airspace. And according to Ukrainian officials, there were some 500 drones that were launched from Russia over Ukraine and some 20-odd missiles as well. The main target has been the capital here in Kyiv. And there has been some infrastructure damage there. And according to the Ukrainian military, there has been damage to some residential buildings here as well.
Economist Steve Moore says the amount of fraud in government-run programs like Obamacare is inexcusable.
The fraud rates of these programs can be 10, 15, 20%. I called up some of the banks and some of the insurance companies and said, what's your fraud rate? In the private sector, the fraud rate is about 2 or 3%. If they had 5% fraud, they'd be out of business. And we have 10 and 15% fraud in the federal agencies.
Moore made his comments on the Salem Radio Network. California has dropped a lawsuit against the Trump administration over the federal government's withdrawing of $4 billion for the state's long-delayed high-speed rail project. The administration has said the authority running the project doesn't have a viable plan to complete it, but the authority says the federal government shows it's not a trustworthy partner to help get the bullet train done. The project receives most of its funding from the state. This is SRN News. The number of abortion clinics in the U.S. is on the decline.
According to Operation Rescue, there are 657 clinics where women can terminate their pregnancies, down 10 from last year and down about 50 in the last 5 years. That's good news. The bad news is that most abortions in this country are now induced using pills, and those pills are everywhere. Under President Biden, a major push was made to make abortifacient drugs widely available, and for the most part, it succeeded. Michael Harrington reporting.
America's largest kosher certifying organizations are taking a closer look at beer, which has long been considered kosher by default. Due to the proliferation of flavorings brought on by craft brewing and other industry changes, the rabbis, who declare food products to be in line with Jewish dietary laws, now say to check the label before drinking. One rabbi commented, "We've seen more than one situation in which some beers have dairy in them. They add lactose and they add milk," he says. This is SRN News. Millions of Afghans are struggling as international aid cuts sever a lifeline many relied on for food and heating.
One resident in Kabul earns as much as $6 a day, selling socks in the Afghan capital. He's one of many affected by the halt in U.S. aid to programs like the World Food Program. The International Committee for the Red Cross says nearly half the Afghan population needed aid in 2025. The return of millions of refugees has exacerbated the situation, putting pressure on already scant resources.
Correspondent Andrew Stewart reporting. Fishermen in Cyprus are now targeting invasive lionfish, which have spread from the Red Sea to the Mediterranean. These fish threaten local species and the livelihoods of fishermen. Italian authorities have asked the public to report sightings of lionfish and other non-native species, the European Union's compensating fishermen who catch them. More details at srnnews.com.